Shem Kol Yisrael, in particular for the Refuah Shleima of David Hinuch Mordechai and Freda Simcha. We're going to do a short tefillah thought, which I hope will be as meaningful and powerful as it was for me when I heard it, as it is for you. So every day in the Shemona Esrei, we say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Magin Avraham, the shield of Avraham. What does it mean that God's our shield? So the Holy Rambam writes in the Guide to the Perplexed that Hashem shielded Avraham and all of the Avos from harm because the Avos focused every thought on Hashem and they never interrupted their concentration as they tried to follow in the footsteps of HaKadosh Baruch. If you walk with God, says the Holy Rambam, then nothing distracts you, then Hashem guards you. But this takes intense discipline. The first step is in your tefillahs to concentrate, to be completely focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hopefully, through that, you'll be able to sense Hashem's presence throughout your day. And when this happens, says the Rambam, nothing bad can happen to you. A few hundred years later, Rav Chaim of Volozhin, the Nefesh Chaim, writes in chapter 3 that if a person internalizes the pasuk, Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim, in od milvado, Shem is the God, there's nothing besides him. Which is a pasuk in Dvarim. He'll be protected from any harmful forces. By accepting Hashem's sovereignty, you protect yourself like a shield from nature's destructive elements. And you understand that everything is just from the Ratzon of Hashem. So in proportion to your concentration on this idea, that's how much protection you'll have. The Briska Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zev Tzalevichik, was a descendant of Rav Chaim of Lodz. And he wrote how this statement of the Nefesh HaChaim was the statement which saved his life time and time again. When he was a young man, the Briska Rav was supposed to appear before the Russian draft board to be inducted into the Tsar's army. It basically meant both spiritual and physical death. But as the date of the appearance neared, his father, the Brisker Rav, Rav Chaim Brisker, told him, focus on the Nefesh Chaim's teaching, Ein Od Milvado. He focused on it. And to his great relief, the draft board came and he was exempted from the draft. Later, when the Germans occupied Poland, the beginning of World War II, Ravelville fled to Vilna. The roads were filled with German troops. The danger was awesome, yet Ravelville traveled undaunted. He never stopped reviewing the guarantee of Nefesh HaChaim. If you always think of God, he'll always think of you and protect you from all harm. Just once, Ravelville was distracted and his mind wandered. Immediately, as if from nowhere, an armed Nazi approached him threateningly. In a flash, Ravelville collected his thoughts and focused on the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Nazi moved on. This level of concentrated, uninterrupted faith in God is the shield of Avram, the Magen Avram, which he handed down as a protective legacy to his descendants. So, Bezrat Hashem, for Tzula, Kavona, for today, to think Magen Avram, to understand that the more we concentrate that Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing but God, the more God shields over us, maybe we zoche to a year of internalizing the values that Hashem taught us in Yom Kippur, of feeling His presence, and knowing that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful, beautiful, amazing day of feeling Hashem's presence. Gevalt, gevalt.